We are in Os Gimel, the third observation. Rav Volpe here in this introduction to Ma'areches HaAvoda HaMusaris, the arrangement of personal development of Avoda Musaris, which literally means the work of Musar, of personal transformation. We've been discussing different approaches, different general klal approaches to personal development. He began with the approach of the Chazon Ish, that there's one klal, and that is prioritizing the regesh hamusari, our conscience over our base desires. Last week, he gave us the second approach, which was that of his Rebbe, Rabbi Rucham Lavovitz, the Heliger Rabbi Rucham of Mir, who defined the tzaddik, the person who has this one common thread of personal growth, as someone who is showing up and struggling and trying. And today he presents a third approach, Hamahalach HaShlishi, the third approach, Hu Shel Moron HaGra Dessler Zecher Tzadik Levrach L'Chayolam Abba. Rabbi Elio Dessler, the famed Mashgiach, who spent many years in Manchester, then he came to live in Israel in the middle of the 1900s. Rav Dessler has one approach that it's a klal, it's an overarching way of looking at personal development. And through this lens, we see every interaction. The same way that we had one lens of Rabbi Rucham, that we had one lens of the Chazon Ish, we're going to have one lens of Rav Dessler. And this one lens cuts across all of our interactions and is the barometer of personal growth in every way. What is this? He says, "Bekuntras HaChesed, in the Kuntras HaChesed, b'michtav me'eliyo chelek aleph." In the beginning of the Michtav Me'eliyo, in Rav Dessler's collected writings and essays entitled Michtav Me'eliyo, the letter of Eliyo, Rav Dessler gives us a kuntras, a monograph. I have it here on the shelf. I can show it to you. The Kuntras HaChesed. Here we go. This is the Michtav Me'eliyo. I hope I didn't make you dizzy. Sorry for knocking the thing. This is the Michtav Me'eliyo. It's the first volume from Rav Elio Eliezer Dessler, Zatzal. And Rav Volpe is going to summarize the first piece in the Kuntras HaChesed. And so he quotes, "Kasher bara Elokim es ha'adam," when God created man, when God created Adam and Chava, Asa'o, he made us, each one of us, not just the original man, all of us, Lenosein Venotel, into a giver and a taker. Koach Hanesina, the capacity for giving, for generosity, for altruism. Hu Koach Elyon Mimidos Yoser HaKol Baruch Hu. It is an elevated capacity that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is imitating and drawing Hashem down into our world. Hu Merachim, Hu Meitiv V'nosim Ibli Kabel Davar B'tmura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has compassion, he gives, and he receives nothing in return. It's ultimate altruism. V'kocha Asa Es HaAdam, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all of us, Kakosav, as it says, B'tzelem Elokim Asa Es HaAdam, Keyuchal L'rachim L'heitiv V'litein. What does it mean to be B'tzelem Elokim? So there are many different interpretations in the Mefarshim. Is it that we are creative? Is it that we have free choice? Says Rav Dessler, you know what it means to be B'Tzelem Elokim? It means to give, to share, to be generous, to do for others. Aval koach hanetila, but the capacity for taking. And that is the desire for a person to amass and to acquire and to gather all that is within their reach. That's what people will call avas atzmo, loving oneself, narcissism, selfishness. being self-absorbed. V'hu shoresh kol haraos. That is the source of all evil, is the selfishness, the self-centeredness, the taking. Says Rav Dessler, every interaction in life is determined, is looked at through this lens of giving or taking. And by the way, being a no-sein or a no-tail doesn't necessarily mean that you don't receive something as a giver. So for example, the Gemara says in in Maseches Kiddushin, in the context of the mitzvos of parent and child interrelationships and obligations to each other, in the context of Kibbutz HaVeim, the Gemara has an expression that Yesh Matchino Berechayim, a person could have their parent grind at a mill Umevio Lachayo Olam Haba and bring them, that person, the child, to Olam Haba. Rashi says, what are you talking about? You're going to have your parent grind at a millstone and that's going to bring you to Olam Haba? So Rashi says, let me explain. Some of us know sometimes in life, people get to a stage where they used to be on the delivering end, on the nurturing end, on the supporting end, and now they're on the receiving end. I think in this vein of my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Esther Koval, my mother's mother, with whom we were so close. And this, I think of her because this Shabbos, the Shabbos after school, was always the Shabbos when she was living for 10 years that we, almost 10 years that we lived in Chicago, that we would drive to Cleveland for this Shabbos after the kids were finished with school and we would spend Shabbos with her. So when she was younger, her KitchenAid had like the Merlin 200,000 mile mark. She hosted and made every simcha and did Achnasas Archim, their house in Far Rockaway. It was unbelievable. It was crazy, amazing. She was the balabasta par excellence. And then as she got into her 80s, it wasn't so easy anymore for her. But when we would come to Cleveland, I would always call her in advance. And we would talk about what the schedule is, what's going to be the plan. And we would also usually talk about the menu. And I would have the audacity, the chutzpah, to ask her if she could make split pea soup for us. She would make the world's greatest, most everythings, including split pea soup and apple pie, which she knew that I love apple pie and that even our kids love her split pea soup. So I'm sure she's looking down in Gan Eden. If there's anybody making soup for the Borei Olam, it's my grandmother. So she used to say, sure. And she would, for a few weeks before, she would start to plan when she could get to the supermarket. And her aide would help her schlep the little bag of the beans, you know, the split peas, and open the bag and put it in the pot. And then the aide would fill it with water. And so, you know, how much, you know, I don't want to say how much work she did, but it was a team effort, you could say. And she would cool it off and put it in bags in the freezer. And when we would come for Shabbos, she would open the freezer very proudly from her little walker thing. And she would say, this is for you, 4 bags of split pea soup. So you could say, what a cruel grandchild making his elderly grandmother work. But it's exactly the opposite. Even though I was coming home with the soup, it was me giving her the opportunity to feel like she was contributing, like she was adding, like she was back to her old self. And it was an amazing zechus for us to ask, in a respectful, of course, way, for the split pea soup. And then when I was really audacious, I would ask also for apple pie, and she would also manage to put together the apple pie. So would you say that in that instance, I was being a no-till? I was being narcissistic? I was being self-absorbed? Okay, maybe a little bit, but really, the whole purpose of that, we didn't need the soup and we didn't need to put it in the car, and I would have been very happy to pick up a cake down on the Cedar Road in Cleveland without having a problem on Friday. The point was to actually think about the other person and give that person an opportunity to feel good about themselves. So being a taker and a giver isn't necessarily on which side of the transaction you're on. It's what's your orientation. It's what's your perspective. That's what Rav Dessler wants us to think about. And that's why Rav Volbe is quoting it, because he's saying, look, every interaction that we have with people and just with ourselves, how we prioritize, what are we prioritizing? Am I prioritizing myself, or am I thinking about the other? I get frustrated about something. Why is that? Avdesu says, because usually it's because I'm putting myself in the center. Mavur Hashem b'kudras ha-chesed explains Rav Volbi. Ki koach ha-nesina, the capacity for giving, who yesod kol ha-midos ha-tovos b'yachad. It is the fundamental basic tenet of all good midos together. Ha-misrage lachshov miyad kishu pogish mishu. A person who is accustomed to thinking, and we know people like this, who the minute they meet someone, how can I do something nice for that person? How can I help them? How can I support them? What do they need? Hu ye bal chesed. That person will be a bal chesed. Savlon, patient. Nosi bolim chavero. He will be empathetic and struggling, sharing with others. Tsunua. The person will be modest, mistapik b'muat. All of these great qualities, including the last one, mistapik b'muat, being happy with the little that we have, even if it's just small. Why ki la'atzmo ina b'vakish m'uma, says Rav Volbi. Why would the person look for themselves? If a person is a no-saying, then every interaction is, well, where does the other person fit in? What does that person need? And that's going to be reflected through across all the midos, rather than, of course, as what he says, is the shoel, the notel shoel asatzmo, the person who is focusing on themselves, who's narcissistic, who's self-absorbed. He asks himself, "Eza tuelas uchalahafik mimenu? What can I get out of this interaction?" We also meet people like that. They're always cheshbening, they're always angling. What's in it for me? And what's the nafkamina for me? And what's going to be my benefit out of this interaction? What's going to happen to that? He says, kavod, honor, alone, gift. Everybody in this orientation is always seeking honor, chasing desires. He's going to be, says Rav Volbi, a bal gaiva and a kasan. Heve omer, we're at the last line of this section. Kav hachayim, the line of life, hakolel kol hamidos tovos biyachad, that brings all of the good qualities together, hulios nosein. It's to be a giver. To be a giver. And he says now in the parentheses, you should really make sure to learn this kuntras ha-chesed. We've talked about her many times. Heni machlis alah ha-shalom. Right? Some of you, we've mentioned her and spoken about her. Some of you have read the biography. A regular, ordinary woman from Brooklyn, whose entire orientation was giving to others, to be a nosein, to be a nosein to her children, to be a nosein to the community, to be a nosein to Klal Yisrael. And through that, she was able to grow, as you'll see, for those who ever had a chance to read the beautiful, amazing biography. I think it's called Emuna with Chicken Soup, or Chicken Soup with Emuna and Love, something like that. Heni Machlis biography. It wasn't just that she was a tremendous balas chesed. She was also a tremendous mamin. She was also working on all aspects of her midos. Why? Because a person, says Rav Dessler, who is a nosein, who is focused on others, automatically is going to filter their entire life through that spiritual prism. And it probably comes back to the deepest source of who we are, because the basic understanding of life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the center. I'm on the periphery, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the center of the story. Melochol ha'aretz kevodo ein od milvado. It's all him. And so my job is to figure out, what is he looking for me? I have to have a lot of self-confidence. I have to be proud and mission-driven as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me, but I am just an expression of the mission. If I put myself in the center of the circle, you know who I've pushed out? I've pushed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, this perspective on, is it about me or is it giving to others? Am I giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not that he needs it. It's actually for my benefit, of course. But what's my orientation? And so now, in summary, Rav Volbi explains, we have reviewed all three perspectives. Lamadnu kan sholosh gishos klolios lamidos. Three general perspectives on having good midos, on developing our character. Kol achas mehen, each one of them, from the Chazon Ish, from Yerub Yeruchim, from Rav Dessler, Ma'abida usanu amahal chayim kazeh, stands us on a path in life, sha'adam yebal tzura al yado, that we should become a person of stature. We should be a mensch. We should be a somebody. Isn't that the goal of the Limud HaMusar that Rav Volbi has been telling us? To be the best selves that we can become. Three different approaches. Hamavakar aregesh arusari al regesh ha'tavoni, a person who prioritizes their moral compass over their instinct for instant gratification, tzorach liyoch slamdan godol bal nefesh yofev regesh adin. That person needs to be a tremendous thinker, a bal nefesh, a person of substance, of soul, someone who's sensitive and fine, refined. V'ru'uyim advarun misha amram. And it's appropriate for the person who said them. Inil chazanish. Ha'omed b'negel yitzro v'yiyama, the person who confronts and struggles and battles with their yetzahara, with the things that pull them down. Huhino ben Torah ha'boli Torah. That person is a person of Torah, a ben Torah or a bas Torah, a Torah person who is coming to become pure, coming to grow. Hu bevchinas tzaddik. That's what Rabbi Yerucham taught us. V'yira hatzlacha b'malcham to es yetzara b'ezras Hashem. And God will help that person to grow in their struggle against the yetzahara. Hamas ametz lios nosin. A person who struggles, who strives to be a giver. Yuchol livnos al zeh. The person can build lo rak es midos of, not just their midos. A person can build a lekol mahalachayav, the entire path of a person's life, yekabel tzura shel chonein v'nosein v'ashrei lo, can become that gracious person, that giving, generous, expansive person, v'ashrei lo. Wow, awesome is that for him, but it's not just ashrei lo, that how great it is for them, but it's also ashrei lo and how happy they are. What is a person who's always seeking honor and finding only meaning in their life based on the adulation of others? It's so shallow. It's so difficult. As opposed to if we find that inner peace and just finding ways to give to other people. These three aspects, these three klolim, are incredibly powerful tools for us to think about and develop in our approach to our personal development and to becoming the kinds of people that we want to become in our avodah musaris and our goal of self-actualization. What a powerful set of tools for us to use in our lives. I hope you have a great week. Stay well. Thanks for joining. All the best. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.